In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing in part three, Luisa and the Mediatrix of all divine life. And we're at the bottom of page two, volume 35, 8/23/1937. And Jesus tells Luisa, "Now the one who lives in our most holy divine will is spectator of these divine prodigies." So what's happening here is Jesus wants us to recognize that this mediatrix of all divine life you participate in. You see it, you smell it, you taste it, you touch it, you hear it. You enter into this life. Remember what Our Lady says in many of her apparitions? It's going to be, you're going to witness the new heavens and the new earth. The new heavens and the new earth are coming. And again, this is why Our Lady said this to Bruno in 1947, 40 days after Luisa died. She says, "The time has now come to an end. The time of the evil one is over. The time of the devil making us slaves to him is over. It's a new beginning that has begun." And we can see that with Luisa's body being brought into the church in 1963, and now Luisa's body in 2019 is at the front of the church, at the right up front, next to the high altar. Luisa's body is in the small chapel there on to the right. You can basically say part one is over, and now part two has begun. This basically shows Luisa will be named venerable. Luisa will be beatified. We pray it happens soon. And Jesus wants us to understand that it's a new beginning. Well, with Luisa, it's a new beginning. Jesus says, "The one, Luisa Picaretta, who lives in our most holy divine will, is now the spectator of divine prodigies." These aren't human. This has never been seen before. These are prodigies unheard of, Jesus says. And the one who is the spectator, the one who's participating in this, is Luisa. And Jesus wants us to know there is something very special with Luisa. Different than the saints before. The saints follow the holy humanity of Christ. Jesus says, the children of the divine will follow the resurrected Christ, will follow the divine will life of Jesus. And so this is much different. And this is why everything's happening in our time from, you know, what Our Lady of Akita says, what Our Lady of Fatima says, what Our Lady of La Salette says, what Our Lady all over the world has been telling us. Get ready, get ready, get ready for what? The return of my Son, she says. The kingdom is coming. And we should be filled with joy. Our focus in the divine will is a different focus than what the saints have taught us. We make the divine will our everything. Once a person enters into this gift of the divine will, they want nothing else. Nothing else is as satisfying as reading the truths, reading the promises, the secrets of the Holy Spirit that were revealed to Luisa. As you read this, and again, you know, spend years studying this. This is why if you can read the calendar every day for a year, your life will never be the same. It can never be the same because Jesus is speaking to you through Luisa. Jesus dictated these words to Luisa, and it's affecting us. So Jesus says to us that Louisa lives in the divine will. She's the one who lives in the divine will at this point, and Jesus is offering this to us as well. So he says, what will happen is the more you enter into this gift, the more you become aware of the truths that Jesus taught Louisa, you will also become a spectator of divine prodigies. You begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. We all know people around us who are filled with worry and fear and anxiety and complaints and negativity and sin. And we were once part of that. Yet as you enter into this gift, you become peaceful, joyful, and happy. As you enter into this gift, everything around you takes on a more beautiful delight. What we see, what we hear with our senses really come alive. We can begin to become aware that every leaf on a tree is an I love you to us from God Almighty. Every cloud in the sky is an I love you to us. And as we enter into this gift, as we pray our rounds, and this is the beautiful thing about the gift of the divine will, as you learn to pray your rounds, what happens is just looking at the sky, the blue of the sky, you say, Jesus, I want you to gaze in my gazing. I want you to adore the Father with your adoration in me. I want you to glorify the Father in me from what you see in my seeing, so that my being will, you reigning in me will glorify the God, our Heavenly Father, as you glorify the Father, as you praise the Father, as you love the Father. This becomes the divine prodigy. It's something that little by little you begin to experience. And when you make the divine will your everything, and that's even in holy things, you're not focused on the things of the world, the flesh, and the devil, but you're focused on the beauty that's around you, where Jesus is. You become Jesus' skin, he says to Louisa. You let Jesus use your senses to experience God. This is the divine prodigies that are unheard of. The saints follow the holy humanity of Christ through a human sanctity. Jesus is now asking us to enter into the resurrected life, glorified life of the divine will. And again, nobody possesses this fully yet. We just get glimpses of it. Our Lord loves us so much, and he has such great plans for us, that he's asking us to enter into this until he says to Louisa, I want you to dissolve in the divine will. I want you to be that little drop of water into the infinite ocean of divine love and drown there, never to come out, to participate in God. So Jesus says, Louisa feels as if she is receiving continuously the Son generated by the Father and the Holy Spirit who always proceeds. Do you see what's happening? It's Jesus that's alive in Louisa. It's Mary that's alive in Louisa. The new Adam and the new Eve alive in Louisa. And Louisa feels this. It's not just a thought. She begins to feel she is receiving continuously the Son, Jesus, generated by the Father and the Holy Spirit who always proceeds. See, it's to enter into that beatific vision, to participate in God. This is what's so beautiful. When you look at the saints, let's look at St. Catherine of Siena receiving the mystical marriage, where she's in ecstasy. St. Teresa of Avila, where she's in ecstasy, receiving the arrow of love into her heart. that's just the beginning. It's not even entering into the divine will at this point. It's doing the will of God. And see, what Jesus is asking us, he's asking us to begin to live this abundant life that Jesus lived, that Mary lived. To begin to experience God, not just with the mystical marriage. See, we have the mystical marriage because of Louisa. And just the other day, on the Feast of Corpus Christi, was the anniversary of our mystical marriage. Why do we have the mystical marriage? It's because Louisa possessed it. And if you're one with Louisa, everything that's Louisa is yours. And even though only the most heroic saints ever possessed the mystical marriage, Jesus wants us to begin with that. So this is why we buy the ring, we wear the ring, we look at it often saying Jesus has proposed and we have accepted his proposal. And now Jesus is saying, I want you to enter into a deeper life with me, with God, so that you also can feel as if you are receiving a continuously Jesus generated by the Father, receiving the Holy Spirit who always proceeds from the Father and the Son. See, the world, the flesh, and the devil is against really what God wants for us. God wants us to live the life of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is why it's so amazing to read the 36 volumes. Read every day. Study this every day. Make this become your everything. Jesus says, when I find the souls that want this, I will give it to the world. Which means he hasn't found anybody that wants this more than anything yet. Yet. He's waiting for us to make the divine will our everything. How fortunate Louisa was to just be in bed, not eating, drinking, or sleeping, but writing what Jesus dictated to her and studying it, memorizing it, learning it, and living it. And that's what Jesus is doing with us. He takes a lot of the people in our life away from us so that we can focus on him and him alone. Remember what Our Lady said to Louisa. The secret of living in the divine will is to live as if it's only you and Jesus alive on the earth. That intimacy is what God is looking for. And this is what he gives to Louisa. The one who lives in our divine will is the spectator of divine prodigies. Louisa, who lives in the divine will, feels as if she's receiving continuously Jesus generated by the Father, right from the Father, the Holy Spirit, who always proceeds from the Father and the Son. How glorious is this? He's asking us to go beyond what he asked the saints to do. He asked the saints to live good, holy, saintly lives in a human manner. And now he's saying to us, I want you to live in a divine manner. This is why every day when the priest puts the drop of water in the chalice, the priest says to me, we share in the divinity. This has happened to Louisa, to the first human, the newborn, the firstborn in the divine will. Our Lady possessed it as Mother of God, Theotokos. Jesus possessed it as Son of God. But the first human born of original sin, born with original sin, now possesses this gift. And Jesus says, you can also possess it if you wish. But you got to get your priorities straight. What is your priority? So one of the things that God does is he asks us to get over our addictions. Whether it's food, whether it's television, whatever your addiction is. I'll tell you one of the addictions that people do not understand, and it's the ego. We are addicted to our ego. That's why people use the word I, me, mine, my all the time. And that's one of the things we have to stop. Stop using the word I and me and my and mine. And so that's what Jesus tells Louisa. And I remember a number of times talking to people, I asked that they stop using I, and they didn't know what to talk about because their whole life was about themselves. A lot of times, like I've said before, when I'm talking to someone and I basically say, so what are you doing? And I don't have to say another word after that. Because it's all about me, I, me, mine, mine. Jesus asks us to think of we when you get up in the morning. What are we going to do today, Lord? What do we want for breakfast? See, you're one with Jesus. This mystical marriage is very, very important to begin to learn how to live in the divine will. When you write a letter, try to write it without saying I in it. Just try. That's one of the things we're very much addicted to. When we die, when we stand before the Lord's going to say, this is your life. And he's going to show us how we have lived and how we have focused on ourselves so much that it was to the demise, the pain of other people that we put them through. So Jesus is looking at us and he's saying, what I, the Lord God, want for you is that you become one with Louisa, so that you can become the spectator of divine prodigies, that you can feel that you're receiving continuously Jesus, but not alone, generated by the Father, and not alone, but with the Holy Spirit always proceeding from the Father and the Son. He wants us to enter into this beatific vision while on earth. And this is what makes us happy. It's not the world, the flesh, and the devil, but the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus says this, oh, how much of joys, how much of love, how much of graces Louisa receives. Do you see what God's asking? He's asking us to begin to be one with him as he originally planned, image and likeness, one with our triune God, to receive the joys. Jesus says that. I want to give you my joy so that your joy may be complete. It's the love of God. It's not human love. It's the love of God that we enter into. It's the graces, all that God is showering upon us. He wants us to take everything. He's gratuitous. He's always giving, and he's saying, I want to fill you as much as you want. With what? With divinity. He created humans to share with us his divinity. That's the image and likeness of God. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. Jesus talks about that. He says the saints, a lot of saints went to purgatory. And the reason is because they had flaws, to say it simply. I've been around holy people, and God bless these holy people. They are tough. They're tough on themselves, and they're tough around people. And it's not always pleasant, because their whole focus is to please God. And to please God, I told you about my good friend, Father Brian. Skinny as a rail. And I was having dinner with him once, and I've mentioned this before. And I said, Father, take a second helping. And he looked at me and he goes, why do you think I'm this thin? Like, I'm doing this on purpose. It's not to be satisfied, but to be hungry. See, when you're full, you don't need anything. But when you're hungry, you're praying, you're fasting, you're seeking God. That hunger is beneficial to be focused on God and God Himself. So again, how many of the joys God wants each and every one of us to be filled with divine joys, filled with divine love, filled with divine graces. He's saying, I can give you as much as you want. That's why the divine will is very important that we understand. You can have 30, 60, or 100-fold. What do you want? Then Jesus says, prove it. If you want 100%, then study this. Make this your life. Make this your everything. Begin to live one with God. Begin to feel the continuous life of Jesus generated by the Father and the Holy Spirit proceeding from the Father and the Son. Luisa, Jesus says, gives us, Triune God, the glory that we, Triune God, always generate in our most holy divine will. And Luisa finds the whole creation in action. So what's happening is Luisa's breathing in this Ruach of God, this breath of God, and giving back to God what is God's. She gives us the glory we always generate. She breathes this in, and she gives this back to God. It's the waves against the shore. It's the heartbeat. The blood pumps in, the blood pumps out. It's why we were created. We're created to receive and to give. But we don't give what is human anymore. We give back to God with God. Like I said, when you look at the sky, let's just look at the color of the sky and say, Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Let me adore the Father with divine adoration as you adore the Father. Let me praise the Father as you praise the Father. Let me love the Father with your love, Jesus. See, what's happening is it's not saintly. It's sharing in divinity. And that's why Jesus says very, very clearly, Luisa gives us, Triune God, the divine glory that we always generate in our most holy divine will. Luisa is giving back to us what is ours, divinely. May we share in the divinity of Christ. And Luisa finds the whole creation in action. Do you see what's happening as you look outside and you see the leaves on the tree? You know that each leaf, because Jesus tells us this through Luisa, is a divine I love you to us, and we're gazing at the divine I love you and giving it back to God as Jesus did, a divine I love you back to the Father. See, it's to begin to not just ignore the green around you or the leaves that are around you or the grass that's around you. It's to breathe in that I love you and breathe it back out to God divinely, because Jesus is doing it. Do you see why you're never alone anymore? You're never lonely anymore? You really don't have to. You know, there's a lot of people around who say things that are offensive to God, offensive to others. And what we're supposed to be doing is not looking at, oh, they pity me. This is what they said against me. No, it's Jesus, I'm sorry this has happened to you. And Jesus, I want to repair this as you repaired. Repair in my repairing, Lord. As if this never happened. Let me adore you and love you and praise you and thank you and bless you. As you, Jesus, praise the Father and glorified the Father and loved the Father and adored the Father. See, what Jesus is teaching us is this, the new heavens and the new earth that Our Lady says get ready for. If you read Father Gobi's book, Our Lady Speaks to Her Beloved Priest, read through it again. If you haven't done it in a little while, you pick it up and read a chapter. You know, find a date you know, in the beginning, and just read something, and you will see what Our Lady was telling Father Gobi as she's preparing the world for the return of her Son. What is the return of Jesus but the divine will? This will help you understand. Read this, study this, this book of heaven. So Jesus says, we, Triune God, give to Louisa by right all the goods of creation. Why? Because she finds the whole of creation in action. Everything out there, everything, the colors, the hues, the sounds, the minerals, the vitamins, the animals, the vegetables, everything is out there. The things that are inanimate, everything out there is an I love you. And Jesus says, you're entering into the whole of creation in action as well. You are receiving all the I love yous of God, and you're giving back to God all the I love yous that God so rightly deserves from every human being, past, present, and future. And that's what you do. All humanity is praising God with your voice when you do it one with Jesus. So Jesus says, we give to this creature, Louisa, by right, all the goods of creation. Everything belongs to you. Everything belongs to you. The sun, the moon, the stars. Remember St. Francis, brother, sun, sister, moon. It's more than that now. It's yours. Everything in creation that God has created is yours. You're entering into the life of God, image and likeness of God. So therefore, everything that God has created belongs to you as well. And this is why in the divine will, remember, Adam didn't have to do anything. Remember, he would say to the plant, grow, produce fruit, make it bigger, make it sweeter. Whatever he said, he was the king of the earth. And when he sinned, he was no longer, as Jesus says, he didn't have the goods of creation any longer. And by the sweat of his brow, he will till the land. It wasn't just speaking to everything around you. And see, so God is asking us to enter into this life so that we can begin to experience the things of earth as Adam did in creation. in the garden, excuse me. God will give back to us who are linked to Louisa by right all the goods of creation. They belong to us as well now. And again, little by little, you begin to experience this. I remember one time, I think it was in Texas, this one woman we were talking about, you have used the right that God has given you. You know, if you have trouble with creatures, tell them to get out, leave, and they have to obey you. And so this one woman said she spent the whole time killing wasps in her house. And she said she did that. She says, well, I will tell the wasps to get out. And she said, I didn't have to kill a wasp at all. You have to begin. This is what Jesus means by right. You will be given all the goods of creation as God originally planned. So this is why God is asking us to begin to live this, so that we can begin to understand that we are children of God. We're children of God. I remember doing my clinical pastoral education, and everybody was upset with me, and they said, you think you know more than I. I said, I don't think that at all. You know, why are you acting like you're superior to us? I said, I'm not doing that at all. And then I went, you know what it is? I said, I know what it is. And they go, we don't want to hear it. And this was right after I learned about the divine will in 1976. I said, I know I am a son of God. I know I am a child of God. And you guys don't know that you are children of God. You don't have the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. You don't have that. You're fighting amongst yourself. You're arguing. And We don't have to do that. We just live the life that God has given us as true children of God. By right, we have been given the goods of all creation. Be peaceful, joyful, and happy. There's no need for worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Luisa is the first glorifier of the many things we, Triune God, have created. Listen to that. Luisa is the first one born of original sin, who is the first glorifier of the things created by God. How sad that is. 6,000 years later, finally there is one who is the glorifier, the first glorifier of the things of that God has created. Of every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water. It's always to give God the glory with Jesus reigning in us. Jesus giving God the glory that Jesus gave to the Father. That's what Luisa did. She is the first glorifier. This is another title of Luisa. Again, Luisa has 2,200 titles. Luisa, the first glorifier of the many things God created. Jesus says to us, do you want to enter into this life as well? Do you want to also be a glorifier of all the things that God has created? Do you want to begin to live this abundant life? And when we say, yes, Lord, he says, okay, prove it. The proving is to continue to read. Everything that you read, every word that you read, builds upon another thing that you've read. It's like building a house. You got to dig out the foundation. And I think that's the mystical marriage. That's just the beginning. And then from that, you begin to, pour the concrete and build the foundation, and then you build the walls. And everything that you read is another part of this infinite life that God wants us to participate in. Luisa is the first glorifier of the many things that God has created. Luisa finds in action the conceived Virgin Mary. She sees Mary being conceived. Why? Because that's what God is about. God did this, and he wants us to participate in what he has done. Luisa finds action in the oceans, the seas of her divine, of her love, of all of her life. Do you see? We enter into the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. We begin to have that spiritual DNA of Jesus and Mary. This is what God's been waiting for. And he's done this through little Luisa. That's why when you pray the Holy Rosary, you are participating in the life of Jesus through Mary. And in the divine will, when you pray in the divine will, glorifying things are happening all around us. Jesus is opening our eyes, our minds, our hearts to see from a divine perspective. That's what God's waiting for. He's really waiting for this. The Virgin Mary makes her, Luisa, possess it all. And Luisa takes all. Luisa glorifies us, Triune God, for the great good that we did when we created the Blessed Virgin Mary, this celestial creature. This is what Jesus is going to ask you. This is why when you go through the Virgin Mary in the kingdom, you're going to begin to live a life that is so filled with joy. Live a life that you never knew you could possess. Finding in action the conceived Virgin Mary. Finding in action the seas of her love. Finding in action all of Mary's life. The Virgin makes Luisa and those linked to Luisa possess everything that Mary had. And Luisa and those linked to Luisa takes everything. And therefore, those souls linked to Louisa, can glorify the triune God for the great good that we, the triune God, did when the triune God created the Blessed Virgin Mary. As Catholics, we love the Blessed Virgin Mary as our mother. We love the Blessed Virgin Mary because Jesus said to John, take her home with you. Take care of her. In our homes, we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary. We honor her inside our house. We honor her outside of our house. We want to find an action as Louisa did, the Conceived Virgin Mary. We want to find an action as Louisa did, the Seas of Divine Love. We want to find an action all of the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Not just from the saints, but from Jesus and Mary themselves. We want the true life of Jesus. We want the true life of Mary reigning in us. We want the Virgin Mary to make us, like Louisa, possess it all. We want the Virgin Mary to take us, give us all as she gave to Louisa. We want to glorify the triune God for the great good that God did when he created the Blessed Virgin Mary. See, God wants us, he doesn't want to be separated from us in any way. He wants us to experience God. And it's not just distantly, but with our senses. To glorify God and to praise God and to love God with God's glory, with God's praise, with God's love. Nothing human anymore. This is why Our Lady said to Bruno, time is over. Time has now come to an end. The time of being separated from God is over. A new era is going to begin. Listen to John Paul II when at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia. He says, we're going to begin a new and divine way of holiness. Why would he say that on that day? Because he knew St. Honorable de Francia was Louisa's confessor. He knew that Father Anibale, St. Honorable de Francia, was the one who possessed this gift. He said, I want these books produced. I want my community to publish these writings. And so John Paul II, as John Paul II, the year before he died, he says very, very clearly, we're now going to begin a new and divine way of holiness. Louisa finds in action the descent of Jesus. Louisa finds his birth. Louisa finds his tears. Louisa finds his palpitating life. Louisa also finds Jesus' pains. See, it's the life of Jesus and Mary. That's the life that God wants us to live. Now, a lot of people, they have a great love for the saints. And this is wonderful. They have a great love for the saints. I know a number of people who read the Divine Will, but they honor the saints more than focusing on the Divine Will. And Jesus, you know, in the calendar just the other day, Jesus said, even in holy things, you've got to make the Divine Will your everything to begin to live in it. Even in holy things, they should be secondary. Now, when you think about that, why would God say holy things are secondary? Because he wants us to share in his divinity. This is what he gave to Louisa. And this is what God wants to give to us. He wants us to be so focused on this book of heaven that as we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, all that we want, all that we desire is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. That's what God's waiting for. He's waiting to find souls that want the divine will more than anything. And I'll tell you, some of the most difficult people I've ever had to deal with are religious. They're hardworking. They're focused. They want to be saints. They want to build churches. They want to build convents. They want to build schools. They want to build universities to honor God. And when you bring up the divine will, they go, no, I'm too busy. I am too busy. I've got to get this done. This is what I want to do. Jesus said, and it's very, very important, Jesus said to Louisa, I want to do this for you. It's what St. Louis de Montfort said. In the final days, they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done but what God has done for them. That's the divine will. God is doing this. And all he's asking us to do was, he's basically saying, get out of my way and let me do this in you. See, we're the only ones that can stop what God wants. He will not interfere with our freedom. And so that's why, you know, when we learn to say fiat, great things happen. And this is what Jesus is waiting for. He wants us not only to find the Blessed Mother, but to find Jesus. Everything about Jesus. Your memory has to be of Jesus, not of you. Your memory has to be of Jesus. Like I said before, the word I is always there because that's all we know. It's me, 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 me. I. Me, me, me. No, Jesus says it's got to be him. Our memory has to be of him. Our intellect, we have to begin to think things from a divine perspective. We have to, and that's why we have the Book of Heaven. Jesus is saying, I want you to think this way, the way I think, not the way you think. What does they say? Not the intellect, but the brilliance of man is mere foolishness to God. You know, it's to your intellect. We have to be thinking the way Christ thinks, and that's the Book of Heaven. Our memory has to be of Jesus and Mary. Not of us any longer. And then, therefore, our will, our human will, we can surrender. We can use our free will to choose. I no longer want to live in my human will, which is worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. That's our human will. To live in God's holy divine will. So Jesus says, we, triune God, make Louisa possess everything and take everything. So that's what God is waiting for us. He's waiting for us to be so one with Louisa that God will make us possess all, and then we will be able to take all. If we have Louisa, she's the one that's done this. Louisa glorifies us, triune God, and Louisa loves us, triune God, for everyone and for everything. That's our prevenient act in the morning. That's our actual acts throughout the day. Glorifying God and praising God and loving God in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Like I said, when you pray in the divine will, God hears all mankind praying with your voice. It's Jesus in you with your voice. Jesus is using your voice. It's a new beginning. The joy, the happiness, the peace that God wants you to possess is going to astonish you. It's just going to astonish you. In our most holy divine will, the soul, Louisa, can say, all is mine, even God himself, as well as the divine will. That's what God wants. He wants to hear that from us. In our divine will, we can say, one with Louisa, all is mine, even God himself, as well as the divine will. This is the life I want to live. This is the life that I want to possess. This is the only life that I want. All is mine, even God himself, as well as the divine will. Therefore, Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa feels the duty to glorify God. to love God in each thing for every human being, past, present, and future. You see what's happening? We're beginning to pray the way Jesus prayed. We're beginning to pray the way Mary prayed. We're going to pray the way Jesus and Mary taught Louisa how to pray. These are powerful prayers. This is what the command prayer is all about. You can't forget. When Peter saw Jesus walking down the water, he says, "If you are the Messiah, command me to come to you." And Jesus says, "Come." And Peter, a human being, did a divine thing. He walked on the water. Wait till you see the prodigies that God is going to have you do. Things unheard of. Prodigies never before seen. But we got to get there. We got to get there, and that means to read. That means to study. That means to put this into practice. This is what Jesus is waiting for. This is why we were created. We were created to begin to live this abundant life. We were created to live at this time. Why? So that we can finally possess this gift that Jesus gave, originally gave to Adam, and that Adam lost. Possess this gift of the true Adam, Jesus, the true Eve, Mary, that was given to Louisa. So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.